My name is Fiso Butembutu, and today I'll be taking you through some of the highlights from our Mr. Price company update report. Before I move any further, I just want to bring some more context. So you would have seen that the Mr. Price report came out in a new format, so we would have taken some new feedback from our end users and really tried to structure the reports to be a lot more concise and a little easier to digest. And that's really where we're going from here forwards. That's what our new company update reports are going to look like from here on forwards. We've also changed the way that we make our recommendations from a buy, hold, and sell to a undervalued, fairly valued, overvalued to easier contextualize where we see the stock and make it a lot easier as well to use by the end user. So with that in context, I will move on with Mr. Price. So on the summary side of things, we have an intrinsic value of about 286 Rand per share with an upside of about 37% and view the share as undervalued. 37% itself would have been from the release of the report. We would expect a little bit of change there, but overall, our view still that remains undervalued. And then in terms of a recommendation, what it's based on, we see Mr. Price is trading at low valuations and attractive levels at this point. And we try to contextualize the low valuation levels relative to the prospects that Mr. Price has. And then we're going to contextualize that well with two other peers. We also expect Mr. Price to benefit from an improved consumer environment. And here we're going to be speaking primarily on low inflation, as well as the interest rate cuts. And how that impacts the individual consumer's buying choices and where Mr. Price falls in that context, as well as we expect long-term growth and market share gains from Mr. Price, stemming more from organic brands and expanding on acquired brands. So this more speaks specifically to the likes of Mr. Price Kids, Mr. Price Cellular, and all other spin-off brands that Mr. Price is sort of currently sitting on, and also how well they've been doing on some of the acquired brands. So we're looking at the likes of Studio 88, Power Fashion, and the likes. Then compared to peers, we also prefer Mr. Price because of the higher fundamentals. So we've been looking at how stable the margins are, how stable the earnings growth, as well as the EPS levels themselves are, along with having lower levels of debt. So a much healthier balance sheet overall sort of positions Mr. Price over the long term to be the preferred retailer out of the peer group.